Now this to worry about. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are warning law enforcement agencies to look out for laser-wielding terrorists. In a recent memo, the authorities cautioned lasers could be used to blind commercial airline pilots just before landing. How feasible is this? Here with an explainer is Slate's Andy Bowers.
Unfortunately, it's quite feasible, assuming terrorists could get their hands on some military-grade hardware designed for exactly this purpose. The Chinese-made ZM-87 is perhaps the best known of these blinding weapons, also known as laser dazzlers. It was designed to foil night vision equipment and burn the retinas of enemy troops and has an effective range of up to 10 kilometers. The device is usually mounted on tanks, though there are reports that it's been added to the decks of naval vessels as well. China North Industries Corporation, better known as Norinco, has been manufacturing and selling the ZM-87 since roughly 1995. Russia is also believed to have developed a similar device. The United States has tinkered with dazzlers of its own, though its focus is apparently more on short-range disruptors that can be attached to rifles. None of this hardware is easily obtainable, so a terrorist might be more likely to invest in a consumer-grade laser system, the sort used in outdoor light shows. Such systems can cost as little as a few $1,000s and can threaten eyesight. In fact, pilots have often complained about the inadvertent threat from errant laser shows. The FBI has even warned about the danger from some laser pointers, the kind used in business and classroom demonstrations. The agency fears high-powered imported pointers could be bundled together to create homemade dazzlers. The trick, of course, is being able to hit a pilot square in the eyes through the cockpit glass, a feat that would require an extraordinary amount of luck. But it's not impossible. It happened in September near Salt Lake City. A Delta Airlines pilot suffered a burned retina due to a laser beam. The source of that laser is still unknown.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers with research help from Brendan Kerner.